Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of C. Royal. We're doing a series called Part 9 of the Due Order of YHWH, Power Name Yahweh, through his people Israel. We're just going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get something going on. And on the international side, to read all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries have logged in this broadcast. And what's flashing out of New York? New York. Okay, thank you. 104-764. Okay, good enough. All right. So we're gonna see if we bring Mr. Tibbs in and the elder in, and he'll give y'all information about, and I'll be reading a couple of these old memos on the table. All right, good enough. So let's bring the elder in and let him tell y'all about who brings his broadcast and rules and regulations on the broadcast. So enough said on my part. We bring in the elder in, he'll take it from there. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh PJLC Radio.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, it looks like we got another fine audience. Memos coming in as we speak. 195 international countries, 104-764. We're going to leave it like that. And we just take our time to do a little reading. Very interesting things I'm looking at right now. So, Elder, whatever Yahweh put on you to tell this national audience, 104-764, about this broadcast, about this ministry, you're on the clock. Take your time now. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious attending number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. It looks like 104,764 listeners came to hear the words of Yahweh as it truly should be spoken. Because we know we've all came to hear these things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand. And that's without proper teaching. They come to see those things in the Bible that most of us see, and some looking never find. For it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There's those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Can you imagine that? In 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of anti-Yahweh. Therefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." So we can see all these things is happening, and it is for a reason. So to help guide you through these dark times, we welcome and thank you for all for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open, it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. For the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.triveyhdh.com. Now, after you click enter, just under the wire, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That's what's in your mind. To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in Bible scripture detail what the feast days are, when they come about, and when they end. Nice thing to check. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type three words in the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. When you click the red live button as soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcasts. We're using two email addresses also, which the first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, open up any search engine, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We are now on, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're on Pell Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's Word will also be working. Online there will be to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table either by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel. Absolutely no comments will be taken off topics or multiple text message answered. Failure to follow their righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, It will continue on Peloton. Yahweh be with you all. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the covenants of the saints." So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Let's see what we can learn. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibb. Well, I was kind of enjoying this. Although I heard every word you said, I was kind of enjoying this. These memos I'm looking at. And very interesting. The big dignitary says, "Phil, would you briefly touch on baptism?" Well, briefly touch on baptism. Baptism must be with water. Yes, yes, it is supposed to be with water. But there's a little more to it there, WCC. All right, we'll see. Can we touch on a little bit of that then, and we'll get back to the normal broadcast. If you touch on it, we will not cut you off. That's a bargain, Chip, huh? Anyway, we'll probably touch on it anyway. Whether you cut us off or not, that's up to you. Your radio station, we're not worried about that. All righty, good enough. So let's go get Brother Yagdai and you're bringing in. And remember one thing, like you said, after the broadcast over with, whenever they decide to cut the broadcast, remember you go to Hell Talk, and he already told you how to set it up and get in there, and any question pertaining to a lesson that you heard, you got to hear something to talk about something. And then, like I said, again, ask one question, and then let the elders respond to your question, because that's what we kind of do, is enlighten our peoples all over the country, because there's a lot of misinformation is out here, and we all try to correct it through the scripture. Remember, we only can correct things according to what we read. So we'll touch on what you're saying, WCC. 500 million members. We'll bring Brother Yagdai and bring him in, and we'll see if we can get something going on briefly. So when you meet your brother, but allow for us to say, "Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahdai Israel, see Israel."
God bless you, see Israel, see Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahdai. Hallelujah, Yahdai, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, the WCC says, would you briefly touch on a little baptism? You want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Take a little shot at it, then we're not going to get back to the subject matter. But you want to take a little shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
It's all in your hands here.
Hallelujah. All right. We'll take a little shot at that. We'll take a little shot at it. From scratch. How about let's see if we get a little help like we normally get in the broadcast, but I do want to get on some profound things I want to get on. So how about we just run through it real quick. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get something going on with that. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, wait a minute. Fear, would you start at Luke 2:38? All right, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see exactly what Luke 2:38 is saying. All right, now. Broadcast cannot turn into your show, WCC. We'll start at Luke 2:38 and see what it says. Let's start at Luke 2:38 and let's see exactly what we get out of this. Let's run through it real quick, and we'll get on down the road on tape 9. Let's take a look at Acts 2:38 and see what that say about Yahweh Israel. We'll open up take 9 with on the request of WCC 500 million members. Acts 2:38. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel? Let's see what that say.
Well, the book of Acts 2, verse 38 reads, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin. You shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit."
Right. That's real big, my dear. He said unto them. Now, the key to it is who's the them he's talking to. We're going to back up to verse 36 and find out who the them so we can understand the subject matter. See, WCC, you got to know the subject matter. So who's the them he's saying repent and be baptized in the name? Let's see who he's talking to in verse 36.
Acts 2, verse 36. "Therefore let all the family of Israel know."
Mm-hmm. So that message that we're getting ready to read from your Luke 2:38, that you pull that verse, is talking about the whole nation of Israel. So it's pointed at Israel. So this is the key. So that baptism that is 2:38 is talking to is telling Israel about they got to do some repentance and be baptized in the name. Now, when you're baptized in the name, do you know when you're baptized in the name of, now Paul going to talk to Northern Kingdom in the 6th chapter of Romans, 1-5, but he's going to make up a final statement on that. So when you're baptized in the name, that's a good thing. But guess what? When you baptize in the name of YHWH the Son, then Paul was telling Northern Kingdom, 10 Northern Tribes of Israel, in the 6th chapter, 1-5, he was telling them something. What are you telling them, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse number 1-5 reads, book of Romans, chapter 6, verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Number 2, Yahweh forbid, and shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Verse number 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Yahweh the Son were baptized into his death? Verse number 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, and like as Yahweh the Son was raised up from the dead by the greatness of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Verse number 5, where we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
He said, you're baptized in Yahweh the Son is to death, and then you will have a newness. All right. That's a big topic there. So y'all guys are I guess they're on some of that. Now, what is this newness of life by going to Colossians? Take a look at that. See, you only go as the Bible takes you. That's why you got to pick this up every opportunity you get. Because if you treat the word of Yahweh, right, he'll treat you right. So let's run over in the book of Colossians. You can find the Colossians there, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, I find it. But he said, you got to be look at a little of this newness of life. That big topic there. So baptism has to do with mind change, a newness in life. That's right. So let's go to Colossians. Now, again, he's speaking to Northern Kingdom. Very important to understand. Northern Kingdom, he's talking to Northern Kingdom in the 3rd chapter. And let's see what he says about this newness of life in 3 verse 10. So what do the newness of life would get you? What would it get you there that we can read? What would it get us, Brother Yahweh Israel, in Colossians 3, verse number 10? This newness of life, what would it get us? Come on.
The book of Colossians 3, verse number 10 reads, Now put on the new man or woman, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created them.
Mm-hmm. So when you're baptized and YHWH your son, you have a newness of life. That means some things will come to your remembrance, like 33:30 in the book of Ezekiel. So once you baptize in YHWH the Son, then you have a newness of life. So some things that you will start being totally aware of in 33:15. Now 33:15. Now here go when you got a newness of life. So something you will do according to Ezekiel the seer. Let's see what you'll do in 33:15. What would you do there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Because of Ezekiel 33:15 reads, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing sin, he or she shall surely live, they shall not die.
That's right. And who is this wicked in 9:24 of Job? So this wicked, the wicked is baptized, he have a newness of knowledge. And the wicked will recognize that they are wicked, and they will start giving back what they have robbed and have stolen. Now we want to find out a little bit more about the wicked in 9:24 of the book of Issachar's boy. You can pick up Issachar's boy. We're not going to read in Genesis 46. So Job is Issachar's boy, and he was able to, Yahweh had him to write down exactly about the wicked. And if you look for the wicked, this way you will find them at. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Job 9:24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
Mm-hmm. And he said, another sign, remember, if they cover the faces of the judges, the children of Israel, they are the judges, they cover their face side. And how they covered them face was 1 Maccabees 3:48. This is how their faces was covered. And 3:48 of Maccabees. How did their face cover that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Maccabees 3:48 reads, and laid open the book of the Torah instructions, wherein the five sons of Esau had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
Mm-hmm. So the wicked might translate to the five sons of Esau, WCC, 500 million members, and they paint the likeness of themselves. See, once you baptize, that's why the baptism that they do today in Christianity look like it's not corresponding with what the Bible say. Now we'll get a little bit more on there in Acts chapter 8, verse 35 through 37. Let's run through Acts chapter 8, verse 35 through 37. So once you baptize, when you dip in water, before you dip in the water, certain things have to kick in, and we just read, it is knowledge. Knowledge of the truth. Acts chapter 8, 35 through 37. Listen good.
Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 35 through 37 reads. Acts chapter 8, verse number 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and talked unto him, Yahweh the Son. Verse 36. As they went on the way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. what doth hinder me to be baptized? Verse 37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy mind, you may it. And he answered and said, I believe that Yahweh the Son is the Son of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. So he said baptism is not just lining people up to just dump them in water. You have to first believe. And it tells you in Romans chapter 10 that you have to believe first. But then it makes a statement in Paul, now he's addressing Northern Kingdom again in 10 verse 1. Then get down to verse 13, down to 15. He says, then just go and kick 17 in just to make it sound good. I see him say in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, then we'll skip down to 13 through 15 and 17. So now here's the point, WCC. To be baptized according to the Bible, the first thing you have to be renewed in knowledge. You have to be renewed in knowledge on what your forefathers have did and speak out against it and make a correction. You have to be something. Let's go a little further and see what it is. So you got to be, your knowledge got to increase. Then you have to, when you find out that you are the people that have robbed and stole from every nation upon the planet, you got to denounce it and give it back. So you will be renewed in knowledge. So until you make that step, just go and dump somebody in water and call them a day, and the babies have them all trembling in their diapers. That's not the baptism of the Bible. Let's get a little bit more there, Brother Yagdari. Let's get a little bit more. So in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, then we'll skip down to 13 through 15 and 17. Listen to this.
Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 1. Verse number 13 to 15 and verse 17 reads. Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 1. Brothers, sisters, my mind, desire, and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Now shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a teacher? Verse 15, now shall they teach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that teach the covenant of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 17, so then faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, you have to hear something before you go directly to the water. The water is like a after effect. And you have to have the knowledge of the Bible truth. Then once you confess the truth, like the eunuch says to Philip, is there any reason why that I cannot be baptized? He said, no. He said, you believe, right? You believe what I got through teaching you through the scriptures, right? He said, yeah, I believe. Okay, good. So you made a confession with the mouth. So you made a confession with the mouth. You believe. Then the water gets up secondary. But the first thing you have to do is make sure you believe. But believe what? Let's run to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 26. Listen to this. Ephesians 5:26.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse number 26 reads, Book of Ephesians 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So there goes your water baptism is putting time in you teaching. So the water baptism is by the word. So when you're sitting in a congregation and they teaching you the word, you being baptized in the word. So that's the key baptism right there, WCC, the Word. And St. John 8:32 says what? St. John 8:32. We'll get a couple more in, and we're gonna cut it, so I hope you got it down pat, or you just jump out there with 8:238 and think into the water. It's one thing, but the knowledge comes first. It's like a job assignment. They got to tell you what the job is requirement. They just can't tell you to go on over there and start work. You say, wait a minute. I got to be trained first. Yes. Same thing about getting baptized. You got to be trained first, and you got to get some believing in you. Some believing what was written in this Bible. So in St. John 8:32 says what?
The book of St. John chapter 8, verse number 32 reads, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So you have to know the truth first, and the truth will make you free. See, the truth is, let me pull a rabbit out of the head about the truth. We can go all the way to Genesis and get pull some out on truth. In Genesis chapter 9, this is truth that you have to first come. We'll go all the way to Genesis chapter 9. Let me show you something that you have to know. Before you baptize in water, you must know the truth. In Genesis chapter 9, the next is a profound statement in 9. And in Genesis chapter 9, it says something. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? It says something. Can you hear me out? It says something that came to the subject matter we're on in the 9th chapter. It makes a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I think it's verse 6. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Verse 6. Look what it says here in verse 6. 9, verse 6 of Genesis.
Look at Genesis 9, verse number 6 reads. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man.
So he says, if you shed, so before you get baptized, the teacher's supposed to tell you, the one that's been anointed, if you shed man's blood, that means man, woman, child, whatever. That means your blood got to be dumped you in the water. You clear about this, right? So you know when I take you to the water, you clear that if you shed man's blood, then your blood got to be the ultimate price. We'll precept that to Numbers 35. So all this in the baptism, all this you're supposed to know before we get dumped in water. We need to know what it says in 35, verse 33 and 34. And we're going all the way to the end of the world and let John tell us what that means in the 13th chapter, verse 9 and 10 of Revelation. Then that's it. I suppose I can go on there now. So now here go this. Before any of the six anointed counts, that would have to be the one that baptized you. But we'll tell you this right here. We'll tell you 35, 33, and 34. What does it say in Numbers there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What does it say?
Book of Numbers, chapter 35, verse number 33, and verse 34 reads. Book of Numbers 35, verse 33. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are. The blood is defiled of the land. The land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed. Verse 34, defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I dwell among the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So he said, don't shed no blood in the land. Because if you shed blood in the land, all the way to the land, all the way, he'll be able to work his way out. Then whoever shed the blood got to go through that same measure. So when you're baptized, all this will be told by the six anointed counts, WCC, that understand one thing, that this baptism you got to confess that your forefathers and mothers fulfilled all these prophecies, so you can't escape, but you got to confess all this first. Then if you still want to go through some water, we'll find a little water for you. After you confess all this, there in the end time prophecy in the 13th chapter, 9 and 10, this is my last verse on it now. Let's see what it says, and now we're going to the end time prophecy. Remember John in 1, 17 through 19 and 4, 1 says, the ministry spirit told John to write the hereafter. So he's writing the hereafter right now. And this is what he says over here in the 13th chapter, verse 9 and 10 of the book of Revelation. What do you say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 9 and verse number 10 reads. Book of Revelation 13, verse 9. Then he made a woman have an ear to hear. That's them here. Verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the belief of the 12 tribes of Israel. Saints.
Hmm. Yeah, I do know how you feel. Yeah, it's a verse feel. Yeah, I know behind that. So, yeah, it's a verse written how you feel. You feel just like David feel in First Chronicles chapter 21. Yeah, I know how you feel. And all we need is two lines. So, and 21:13, yeah, I know how you feel, WCC. This how you feel behind hand what you just got to hand. First Chronicles, remember two lines. Guess what? The old nation and all the other 17 nations, they got the from 21:13 on them. What did it say that, Brother Yahya Israel? 21:13.
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 21, verse number 13 reads, and David said unto Gad, I'm in a strait.
What kind of strait he say he was in there, Brother Yahya Israel? No. Don't spare the rod, Brother Yahya Israel. What kind of strait did the 17 nations say that they in behind where they just got them here? What kind of strait is they in, Brother Yahya Israel? Is it a little lukewarm? What is it? According to the Bible.
Let me fall down to the hand of Yahweh. Very great.
Hold, Brother Yahya Israel. Come back and give them two lines for me. Come back to the top, and I don't know what kind of, is they in the easy strait, or what kind of strait the 17 nations in by hand would have just got through hand? All we need is a line and a half. What kind of strait they in?
First Chronicles 21, verse 13. David said unto Gad, I'm in a great strait.
Ain't that something? Great strait. That's what I want to hear. Great strait. So that's the way it is. That's why we got to come and to tell the Bible say, I mean, you know. So that's it. So now it's up to you. You still cut me out if you want to. It's up to you, but I'm through with it now. So you're in a great strait. After you repent and do all that you do, all this deal, because it got written, and I got to put one on my Proverbs 11:21. See, 11:21 of Proverbs, look what it says here. Although I'm kicking with you right now, but look what it written in 11:21, a proverb by wise man word. He wrote something in 11:21. What did he say about the Yahya Israel 11:21? A proverb.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21 reads, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
So regardless about whatever going on, the wicked still got to pay this price. So you got to pay the price if you're wicked. All right, that's the end of that now. All right, Brother Yahya Israel, let me give me a second dose of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahya Israel, give me a second dose. Come on.
Look at Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, with the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Actually, we definitely were led through the baptism, but now we want to get back to the nation of Israel. Now I want to get back to the nation of Israel, and we'll open up the second part of this right here in Acts chapter 20. Let's look what it says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32 to 38, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32 down to verse 38. What it says there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 20, verse number 32, 38 reads. Book of Acts chapter 20, verse number 32. And now, brothers and sisters, I commend you to Yahweh, to the word of his mercy, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Verse 33, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Verse 34, yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities to them that were with me. Verse 35, I have shown you all things. That so laboring, you ought to support the weak. To remember the words of Yahweh, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
So he says, see, we call this network to wake up 12 tribes of Israel that are scattered. And what we have to do first is build them up. And how you build them up, it's understanding the scripture, because the Bible have a double meaning to it, and we'll look at what it says, and we'll go to St. John for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll run to St. John. We'll run to St. John just for a minute, chapter 10, and we'll take a look at a statement in St. John chapter 10. There, Brother Yahdai Israel. What do it say in 10? And we'll look at verse number, we'll look at verse 7 and verse 8. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What's that say?
Matthew?
Yeah, make it Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8.
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 7, verse number 8 reads. Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse number 7. As you go, teach, say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse number 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
He turned the 12. Now, wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. He says, what do the 12 got to do? He said the first thing the 12 got to do there, Brother Yahdai Israel, is what they got to do in 10:7. Now, look, now he just got to mention about some healing and some raising, but the healing and raising is by what means there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And verse 7 is going to tell us exactly how the now healing and raising, and it should tell us right now what we got to do. Listen good, Six Anointed Camps. To heal, to raise from the dead, and all that good stuff. Verse 7 tell us what got to be done today. What got to be done, Brother Yahdai Israel, in verse 7?
The book of Matthew 10, verse number 7. And as you go, teach, say it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So all my life, I remember, I heard, you know, a lot of them went to Christian churches and they'd be looking for the miracles. But he was sending the one that's going to take him to raise up the sick, the dead, the lame, the maimed. You got to do what in verse 7 of that book of Yahdai Israel? What did he say you got to do?
The book of Matthew 10, verse 7. And as you go teach, singing, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Oh, you got to go teaching and tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So there you go right there. So So that's how you now raise up the dead by teaching them and what dead he wants the 12 to raise up. So to Baruch chapter 4, verse 3, see what dead that he wants the 12 to raise up first. And let's run to Baruch and see who he wants to be raised up. So if y'all go teach and raise up the dead, the lame, the maimed, and all that good stuff. Let's see Baruch kick in 4 verse 3. What was he saying?
Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse number 3 reads, give not thine honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you, to a strange nation. Verse number 4, O Israel, happy are we. The things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. I'm missing a hit in here. I'm missing me a nice little statement. You sure you're looking at Baruch 4:3 real carefully? Do I got to get a little
Baruch
beat myself? Yeah, I want to. Hold on. Let me get a shot in that, brother Yahweh Israel. Now you told the 12 to go raise up the dead, the lame, and heal the sick. So now when we try to get a name is on who's direct hit, who the 12 got to go on, is it going to all nations? I need to hear a direct hit and Baruch 4, a direct hit. How about that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can you give me a direct hit? Come on.
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse number 4. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites.
Hey, that's something. The dead Israelites. So the 12, they were sent to the dead Israelites. Huh? So you see that scene right here? So that's what he was wanting to be raised up. And see, that's why I say the Bible have a double meaning. So they was the 12 were sent out to raise up the dead Israelites. And what would they use? What would they use to raise up the dead Israelites? Let's see what you use to raise up the dead Israelites. According to what we can read, how do you raise up a dead Israelite? Huh? Do you go out there and sit around his burial site? How do you raise up a dead Israelite? Let's go to 29th chapter and find out how you raise up a dead Israelite. And 29, verse 18, then precept that to Revelation 1, verse 3. If you want to stop off in 34:16 of Isaiah, that's three verses you got there, Brother Yahweh. Any way you want to take them three verses, how would you raise up a dead Israelite? Now, now the 12 were sent to raise up. See, when they jump down and read to Matthew chapter 18, go to all nations. But see, it's all nations of the dead Israelites was in. See that? So you see how you tie that in? So when the Christianity, Islam and Judaism, go to that verse of death, said, now go teach all nations. But, yeah, all nations, what a dead Israelite is at. So that's here. Now you see it on the claim now? Now, how do you teach the dead Israelite? You got three verses. You can give me Isaiah 29, 18, whenever you get ready, and 34:16 of Isaiah, and Revelation 1, verse 3. You got three chapters to see exactly when you go before a dead Israelite, what tools you're supposed to have. That's enough said on my part, Brother Yahweh Israel. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 18 reads, in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Book of Isaiah 34, verse 16. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read, no one of these shall fail, nor shall one of me. For my mouth it had commanded, and his spirit it had gathered them. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, blessed is he or she that readeth, and they hear the words of this prophecy. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Oh, so it's a blessing when you read the book. And see, that's what we come to only do one thing, see, right here. We only come to read the book. The blessing part when you read the book. So do you establish your blessing? The blessing is when you read the book. Then you know when you jump down, and we're not going there, in Matthew chapter 28:18, when it said, go to teach all nations. Yeah, all nations where all Israel is scattered at. Oh, yeah, it's the verse in that WCC. Now, give me 28:25. Now, you say you're going to be nice, right? Now, hold on. Run to Deuteronomy 28:25. And let's see what he's talking about. There, go, Yahweh Israel. Deuteronomy 28:25.
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 25 reads, Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemy. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed to all the kingdom of the earth.
Precept that to verse 64.
Verse number 64. Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. There you shall serve other false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Put a name on that name of 99. Put a name on all these folks who be scattered. What's their name that we can read? How about Amos 9:9?
The book of Amos, chapter 9. Verse number 9 reads, Amos 9, verse number 9. Lord, I will command and I will sift the family of Israel among all nations.
So you got a name. So you see, the one that was scattered, the one that was sift was all nations of Israel, 12 tribes that scattered. So that's real nice. So now we know when we do come to all nations of Israel that are scattered in every land, we must be able to bring them the book. The only way they will see again to raise them up from the dead in the mind is the book. Because then Yahweh said he'll kick in. Let's see what he's saying. Because now, before we go there, let's go back and get a little bit more of that. I need to get a little bit more of that. Let's run to Isaiah 42. Look at verse 7 and 16 on verse 25. From our being a little bit there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now listen, 16 on the camp. Now, raise the dead, heal the sick, blind the lame. All that goes together by them hearing the book. So one thing about it, they got to hear the book. So you got to be able to go in the book and raise the dead. That's the walking around dead. And the one that's sick, you got to tell the one that are sick what you got to do. And then we're going to show you exactly what this is shortly. And shortly, we're going to put it together in a minute after we get what Brother Yahweh Israel got on the table already. What you got on the table that Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Isaiah 42. I didn't catch the verses on that.
Verse 7, you can skip down to 16 to 25. All right, that Brother Yahweh Israel got my eye on you over there, man.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse number 7, verse 16 to 25 reads. Book of Isaiah 42, verse 7. Open the blind eye, bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. number 16. And I will bring the blind by way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Verse 17. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed to trust in graven images. To say to the molten image, you are my false Yahweh. Verse number 18. Hear you deaf. Look ye blind that they see. Verse number 19. With blind but my thirst, for deaf is my message that I sent. With blind is he that is perfect. Blind is Yahweh's servant. Verse 20. Then many things, but thou observing not. Open the ears that he hears not. Verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instructions and make them honorable. Verse 22. This is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison house. Therefore, pray, none deliver. For spoil and none save restore. Verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Verse 24, who gave Israel for a spoil? Israel to the robber. Deny Yahweh. He gives whom we have seen. But we will not walk in his ways, neither were we obedient unto his Torah instructions. Verse 25, therefore have he poured upon him the fury of his anger, the strength of battle. They have set him on fire round about, yet he knew it not. And it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
So it's this lame and blind and deaf, and who is blind in my servant? So again, this pointing toward who is pointing toward in verse 24 again, Brother Yahshua Israel. So this lame, blind, deaf, always disembobulated, is pointing to who in verse 24?
Book of Isaiah 42. Verse 24, who gave Israel for a spoil and Israel to the robbers.
Again, this is not pointing toward the other 17 nations. Again, this is pointing to Israel. So that's why we come humble, Israel. We're not anti-anybody, but understand something. Your only way back is not watching that one-eyed Satanist. You got to hear the book. You got to hear the book to come out of the problem that you're in. See? Because let's get a little bit more on that. Let's run to the 40th chapter. Verse 8. Read here a little bit more on that. Let's hear in Isaiah 40, verse 8. 8 down to verse 10.
The book of Isaiah 40, verse 8 through 10 reads. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8. Grass withered, flowers faded, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever. Verse number 9. O Yahweh Judah, the good word is on you, that bringeth good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountains of Yahweh Judah, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say, unto the city of Yahweh Judah, behold your Yahweh. Verse 10, behold, Yahweh will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him.
Yeah, that's saying a whole lot of things. So he's telling you that what we have to tell the southern kingdom, Yahweh Judah, that you got to get you some book. You got to hear the book. You got to hear the book unfold itself. Now, in Isaiah 61, there, Brother Yahshua Israel, let's look what he says in 1, 2, and 3. So now, it is a people out here is deaf, dumb, sick, maimed, and he says, your cure is here in the book. That's your cure is. You got to be a 213. Now, wait a minute now. Let's make it plain now. Let's go to Romans 2:13. Let's make it plain now. You got to hear the book. or quite natural. We know you're hearing the book as we speak now. But we say it's about hearing this book in Romans 2:13. What does it say in 2:13 in Romans? There, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Romans 2, verse number 13. When at the ears of the Torah instruction, a jet before Yahweh, but the doer of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
So we clear that you hearing the word of Yahweh. But he said, okay, now you hear hearing this word, but what about the part being a doer of Yahweh's word? Remember, land where you can grow your own food, a school where you can come in and bring your loved ones, big school, a banquet hall for the feast days, huh? All that will be on, and your own radio station. You need to have your own. You had your own in the past, so you just cannot continue being just a hearer of this word. You must be a doer of the word, too. Now, look, precept that to James, because he said, now, about being a hearer only, he'll tell you, James will tell you exactly what you're doing to yourself by being just a hearer of the word. Look at James 1:22 down to verse 25 there. Brother Yahya Israel. James chapter 1, verse 22 down to verse 25. So it's great thing being a hearer of the word, but that's only part one. Part two kick in by being a doer. Then guess what? You have a blessing of Yahweh over your head when you're a doer of Yahweh's word. James 1, 22 down to verse 25. Listen good.
The book of James chapter 1, verse 22. 25 reads, Book of James chapter 1 verse 22, but be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 23, if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he or she is like unto a man or woman, beholding their natural face in a glass. Verse 24, for they behold themselves and go their way, straightway forgetting what manner of man or woman they was. Verse 25. Whosoever looking into the perfect Torah instructions of liberty and continue therein, they being not a forgiver here, but a doer of the work, man and woman shall be blessed in their deed.
So if we go in Exodus 10 verse 7, Let's throw it on the table for the young guy Israel. Let's see what Exodus 10 verse 7 says. Let's throw that on the table. Exodus 2 verse 7. 10 verse 7.
The book of Exodus, chapter 10, verse number 7 reads, And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us, that the men go, that they may serve Yahweh their Yahweh? Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed?
See, the six anointed camps is a snare on the known world. Because one thing about it, we're going to read us some books, and we're able to look into things a little bit more plainer, just like when they jumped out in this verse right here, Exodus 7, make that verse 9 and 10. Make it 8 through 10. Let's go to Exodus chapter 7, and we look at 8 through 10. Listen real good what's written here. Six and on the count. Pay attention to this right here. Exodus chapter 7, 8 through 10.
The book of Exodus chapter 7, verse number 8 through 10 reads. Okay, Exodus 7, verse number 8. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, verse 9, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh. It shall become a serpent. Verse number 10. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as Yahweh commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, for his servant, and it became a serpent.
Now, where do you get out of that? So Yahweh told Moses what to do, to cast your rod down, your rod become a serpent. So he said, Pharaoh wants to see miracles. And guess what? When we go to the 17 nations establishment, don't we go there to for miracles? We go there to see people sitting in chairs and miracles happening. People also that couldn't hear, they hear. People couldn't see, they can see. People couldn't walk, they can walk. Put that wheelchair down and come up here. Okay? And we go for miracles. So we read it right there. But see, right, is that what he's talking about, miracles today? You know, because we go places, we heard about all types of big dignitaries back in the day, like A.A. Allen, all these big Edomites, sons of Esau. They can, and the bidding ends and all the ones that can lay hands on you, tap that head, and miracles. And we go for the miracles, right? Okay. Let's see if we analyze what was going on here. And when Yahweh told him to do all these good stuff, you want to analyze this thing. You want to analyze this miracle. Let's run, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's run to St. John. Now keep that word in your mind, miracles. Miracles. Let's go to St. John 3:1.
Let's
break it down a little bit. Miracles. Keep that word in your mind. Miracles. Yeah, 3:1.
The book of St. John chapter 3, verse number 1 reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom.
Period. Keep reading that, Brother Yahweh. Let's get down to that word we're looking for, miracles. Keep reading it. Straight on down to that.
Verse number 2. The same came to Yahweh the Son by night and said unto him, Rabbi, you know that thou art a teacher, come from Yahweh. But no man can do these miracles that you do except Yahweh be with them.
Yes, see, right? No man can do these miracles unless Yahweh be with you. Now, you hear what he said, right? So otherwise, Yahweh the Son was doing miracles. See, Yahweh the Son was doing miracles, see, right? Let's go, let's get a little bit more with this there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And Yahweh said what to him in verse 3?
Verse number 3. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man and woman be born again, they cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh was doing miracles. He said, oh, well, you will be able to do this for him. You got to be born again. And what that, and see, now here's the point. You want to make the Bible talk with you? You want to make the Bible talk. You can make the Bible talk. Let's go to 1:22, 1 Peter. Now, listen. Let's see how you got to be born again and do the miracles that he did. And he says, before you read that, but go and read that and stop off in 12, verse 14. Listen what he says now. You got to pay attention, especially you six anointed counts. Because everybody goes to establishment and they pack the places for the miracles. They love the miracle scene, right? When they come out to get a miracle done. But we're going to examine that through scripture. So pay attention, 600 camps, because you're going to build a clock. Let's see what it says here. Let's see how you be born again. Because he was doing, Yahweh the Son was doing miracles, right? Good. What do you say?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse number 23 reads, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahuwah, which liveth and abideth forever.
Mm-hmm. Being born again, he was telling me born again, the miracles of being born again is you knowing what in 123?
By the word of Yahuwah.
By the word of Yahuwah. Let's run to Matthew 26, verse 55 and 56 there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see some of the miracles that the Almighty Yahuwah the Son was doing. We're going to watch some of his miracles. Matthew 26, verse 55 and 56.
The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 55, and verse number 56 reads. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 55. In that same hour, said Yahuwah the Son to the multitude, you come out as against a thief with swords and stand for to take me. I said daily with you, teaching in the temple. You laid on no hand, you laid no hold on me. Verse 56. But all this was done that the scriptures of the seals might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
Wasn't anybody outside Israel? What did he do? He done daily miracles. What was he doing? What did he say he was doing in verse 55? He was doing miracles. This is what he said he was doing in verse 55. Make it plain, Brother Yahshua Israel. What was he doing?
Book of Matthew 26, verse 55. I said daily with you, teaching in the temple.
So you see, right on the real side, you get miracles done. That's not by us coming to the broadcast. You get a miracle done by us coming and teaching you. We teach you how to walk, talk, dress, getting your mind right. We is giving you miracles. That's okay. That's not by us coming on the broadcast. You get miracles now. Remember, you told them. Now, get a little bit more. Back up to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Look at 29 and kick up to verse 28. So you see, this Bible already will tell you, see, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is really from Satan the devil. When you prepare yourself to go to a outing, you go on there for the noise of the band playing, and see who gets the miracles. But the miracles is what you get ready to read. The miracles is by the six anointed camps coming to you, showing you how to conduct your brain. We just say it like that. To get you back on your feet, but starting with your brain. Acts 7, 29, kick back up to 28. Listen good. Now listen to this real.
Book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 29 and verse 28 reads, Book of Matthew 7, verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Verse 28. And it came to pass when Yahuwah the Son had ended these sayings, the people were at his teaching, doctrine.
They weren't studying his miracles? No, see, right? They was astonished at his teaching, see right here. Teaching. That's what the miracles was about, the teaching. The teaching. Matthew was 21. I think it's verse 23 down to verse 27. So that's a boring place right there. All they do, when do they do the miracle? Well, we really doing the miracles by is what we do. We teach. That what you see, that horse and pony show, that is not what Yahuwah left. He didn't tell none of them about what you're going through today in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Hold up on. Go to Matthew chapter 20. Now he getting ready to go now. He getting ready to go. And look what he tells them as he getting ready to go. He getting ready to go back and sit on the right hand of his Father. And let's see exactly what he instructs them to do. Let's go to the 28th chapter and verse 20. Now here's his last instruction to the one he was with 3.5 years. Let's see what word do he use, miracles, or another word you've been hearing for the last 15, 20 minutes. What did he say? Instruct the 12, 28, verse 20.
The book of Matthew 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Teaching them, see right here. He left the last instructions he left to the 12. Go out to all nations of scattered Israelites and teach them. And that's what we do. We come on the networks and we, every time they come on, Six Anointed Counts, bring you miracles. By doing what? Following the instruction by teaching you. Now, let's see that they follow up on that in St. John 3:1. We did it already. Let's see if he follow up on that good conversation in Acts chapter 8. Now, listen to the guys. You got to pay attention now. You got to pay attention, you Six Anointed Counts. You pay attention because what Yahweh left in possession for you to do is teach all nations. And guess what happens if you teach all nations? We're going to Acts chapter 8, 5-7. Listen good now.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 5-7 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and taught Yahweh the Son unto them. Verse number 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse number 7. Unclean spirits came out with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy and that were lame were healed.
Ain't that something? Now, brother, y'all die as well. Nah. The flow is yours. What happened here? Brother, y'all die. Help me out, brother, y'all die as well. What's happened here? Help me out. I want to read back in here. What's happened here? We heard the word miracles. We heard the word miracles. But you heard what he told them in 1820, right? We heard the word miracles there. What's going on here, brother Yahdai? If you can't help me out, you're on the clock. Come on. Brother Yahdai Israel, you're on the clock. Come on. Help me out. What's going on here?
Philip is teaching the word. And
they're receiving what? And what they're receiving by him teaching?
Miracles.
Ain't that something? Excellent. Think on your miracles right there, see, right? You're teaching. I understand you folks to go and sit in the Six Anointed Camp and get the teaching, then you got the miracle. We let you know who you are, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to not do, how you eat, think on your miracles, see, right? We work miracles in the Six Anointed Camp by teaching you, see, right? That's the miracle. Well, there ain't no miracles in there. Listen, yes, it is. The miracles is teaching. And that is right there, Acts chapter 8. And then when you teach them, what comes out of them? What come out of them, Father Yahdai, when you start teaching them? And then pull a rabbit. Let me show you what come out. I got to pull a rabbit. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 11. This book here, this is the greatest piece of literature it is. So now, when you teach them what's supposed to happen, we're going to Ezekiel chapter 11 and find out. That's all. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 11. You want some miracles? We come on airways and we give you miracles by teaching you and letting the 17 nation know your time is just about up. And in the 11th chapter, verse 19, see when this will have to happen when we teach you. What when we teach you from the seven or six anointed camp? Ezekiel 11:19. What happened, Brother
Yahshua? Book of Ezekiel 11:19. I will give them one mind, and I will put a new mind spirit within you. And I will take the stony mind out of your flesh. I will give them a mind of flesh.
And let's see how would you do that by doing what? Now, see, you got a stony mind. You know why? You believe everything in 17 nations because you say it works miracles. You got the Benny Hens and all of them, they do miracles. But according to the Bible, miracles come by teaching. And I don't see them with no book at all. They don't got past the book. The miracles is in the teaching, the Almighty's word. Now, we go to the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, and we'll see exactly, and get a little of this baptism on the way. We told you how what baptism means. You got to confess that you are what you are and whatever you did. You got to come clean, and you got to say, yeah, I believe. Then something else happened in 36 chapter 25 and 26. Well, I'm brother, y'all got my fact. Take it out of verse 27. Make it sound good. Take it straight on down to verse 27. Ezekiel 36, yeah, 25, and take it down to verse 27. Help me out there, brother, y'all got your head. I don't got happy. 36:25 to 27. What happened there, Brother
Yahshua Israel? The book of Ezekiel 36:25-27 read. Ezekiel 36:25. And when I sprinkle clean water upon you, you shall be clean from all your filthiness. From all your idols will I cleanse you. Verse 26. A new mind also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh. Will give you a mind of flesh. Verse 27. I will put my spirit within you. Call you to walk in my statutes. You shall keep my judgment and do them.
27. That's 27? Oh, okay. I got half on that. So you say he'll have you. You'll get your new mind that you can walk. Now you're walking, right? Precept that to James, First John 2:6 there, brother. Let's precept that. Well, what you mean by walk? He said you're going to walk. The walk going to change. See, when you get baptized, you get baptized, and now you got a new walk. That stony mind is gone, and now you walk right. What are you talking about? 1 John 2:6. What are you talking about, brother? Y'all got your
book? Book of 1 John 2:6 reads, he that said he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked.
Mm-hmm. But how did he walk? Brother, y'all got your we got to find out how did. What do you mean by walking? And that's, I mean walking. We gotta nail this down on this walk. 2 John, can we get us a a direct hit on the walk. So he says, we need a direct hit on this walk, Brother Yahdai Israel. I want a direct hit. Can you help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel, on a direct hit on the walk?
The book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions. This is a Torah instruction that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
So there goes your walk, there goes your miracles, and all that starts in your teaching and your understanding. See, right here. Teaching and understanding. Go to Luke 21, 37, 38. So now you see, the miracles, it really, I keep saying, you, for the Six Anointed Camps come on this broadcast, you're receiving miracles because we're showing you that you got to get your walk right. Your walk means you must have more understanding in the Torah instruction. And we just read earlier in 26 that he said daily teaching. That's the same thing out there in your Bible. You got to pick your Bible up daily if you're going to follow him. Get in your Bible daily. Never put it as an afterthought. Read your Bible daily. Luke 21, 37 and 38 says what?
Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 37 and 38 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 37. And at the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. And at night, he went out in a bounding mount that is called the Mount of Olives. Verse 38. Now the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, for they hear him.
You see what you're doing? This man, so here's the man here, the one made heaven and earth. Now, all you think about miracles, but you forget that the folk that teach, this man led by example, he taught. See, Roy, this man taught. He taught. So let's go, look what the man did. Now, here he comes in Luke 4. Here he comes. Let's see what he did. See, we've been taught Christianity, Islam, Judaism. You want the miracle? Then you got to do what he did. Daily, stay in your books. Help your loved one. Another generation come behind us. Make sure you are told them that the miracles is the teachers. Because you won't be on the chopping block if you got the teaching in it. Now, here comes Yahweh the Son. Again, we're just going to precept that too and see what he did in 4:16 of Luke. Listen to what he did in 4:16.
Book of Luke 4:16 reads, he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Now his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day, stood up for to read.
And to read what? What are you going to read in verse 17? What are you going to read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 17. There was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah.
Uh-huh. And give to me. And what happened next? And
he had opened the book. He found the place where it was written.
And what he said, in verse 20 and 21 behind that.
Verse number 20. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister. Sat down. The eyes of all of them that were in the temple were fastened on him. Verse 21. He began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
And what happened to them when he was doing all that good stuff in the 24th chapter of that Brother Yahdai Israel? So this is what we're trying to tell you, see, like we've been taught wrong. Is you ready to be taught right? You want the miracles? We bring you the miracles now. In the 24th chapter, and what's supposed to happen in verse number 32? Listen to this now. Verse 32.
Book of Luke 24, verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with our Father way, while he opened to us the scriptures.
My. And all we talk about is the miracles. But they never tell you the miracles was what he set daily doing is cracking the book open. He cracked the book open daily, see right here. So if you want the miracles, crack your book open. Father, Yahweh the Son, open up the book. There go your miracles. Open up the book. Luke chapter 4, verse 15. Listen to it.
Book of Luke chapter 4, verse number 15 reads. Book of Luke chapter 4. Verse number 15. And he taught in the temple, being honored of all.
Verse 16.
Verse number 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, went into the temple on the Sabbath day, stood up for to read.
Read book, the Bible. Read book the Bible. Now that verse was pulled in St. John 7:14. Can you have that in 7:14? And we'll skip down to verse 28 for time's sake. Look, we got written in 7:14. St. John 7:14. What do you got written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John 7, verse number 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahweh the Son went up into the temple and taught.
He went up to the temple and worked miracles. You know how he worked miracles? By teaching. That's exactly he left you. You want the miracles? Then teach the Bible. That is the miracles when you open the blind, the lame, the dumb eyes that they are Israel scattered, and he tells you about all of the other nations. And Proverbs chapter 3, 31 and 33. See, this is teaching. Now, here goes teaching. Now, remember, this is already written. It was already written, see, right here. So when he came into the temple, this is what he dropped down on them, Proverbs 3, 31 and 33. He dropped his red and they left. What do you say to them there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 31, verse 33 reads. Book of Proverbs 3, verse 31. Envy you not the oppressor, and choose not of his ways. Verse 33, the curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
Read that again, 33.
Verse number, Proverbs 3, verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the gift.
So that's what he was teaching them to let them know, the children of the book, that is a curse in the 17 nations. Choose none of their ways. Now look what you did today. By you not receiving the miracles from the six anointed camps of boys and over two is like, you see what got past you? So you are, when he tell you choose none of their ways, you will choose today all their ways. You're still doing Sunday. You're still doing Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. Right? You will choose all the ways he told you right there. He came to teach them. And he also told you in Revelation 12:9 something. He told you something. By John, he said, John, you know, right here after John, 12 verse 9. So how you think he did this? How you think he put a 12 verse 9 on you? What did it say?
That was St. John.
Yeah, Revelation 12, 9. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Revelation 12, 9.
Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse number 9 reads, the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, who was cast out into the earth, and his evil minister spirits were cast out with him.
You know how you see the old world? when he was told not to choose none, he went into the temple and he taught them. He said, choose none of their ways. They don't want that you going off into these 17 nations, getting your nails done and half put on your head and all that stuff, not knowing that it was a curse put on you. In Isaiah 3, for being haughty. And I seen a sign I was looking at yesterday. It said, half a sale. I said, no, this thing's in the neighborhood of the children of Israel, but no, he already told us. He told them, and we're not going to read, but his lesson in Isaiah chapter 3, he said, since the women are so haughty, they don't want to pay attention to their Yahweh, I'm going to put a stab in the head. I'm going to make the hair fall out the head. Now they're trying to buy all the hair. They said, buy one, give one free. It's right on the corner of such block. I was looking at it. I said, buy one, give one free. But if you read Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1, you know, until, as long as you remain hardy, you ain't got nothing coming until you recognize the sign of the time. But look what he says over here about this guy that deceived the whole world through his people he picked. But look what's going to happen to him in 20 verse 10. So we can read what's going to happen to him in 20 verse 10. What it says in Revelation 20 verse 10.
The book of Revelation 20, verse number 10 reads. Book of Revelation 20, verse number 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. For the beast and the false shepherd son shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
So the one that have taught, they end up going to the fire. Understanding something, your only way out is get behind the six anointed camps of boss of two is like us. All the stuff that you have in your head now, it should be a 1434 or second Ezra. It should be a 1434. That's what it should be. What is saying 2nd Ezra 14:34?
The book of 2nd Ezra 14, verse 34 reads, therefore it shall be that you will subdue your own understanding, reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death, you shall obtain mercy.
You see that? Now back up to verse 13 and 14. So he was telling this to the seer. He said, come in here and let me tell you something. Now, look what he says in 14:13, and you tell the nation of Israel, southern kingdom, what they got to do in 14:14. But you come here and let me drop a 14:13 on you, seer. What did he say?
The book of 2nd Ezra 14, verse 13. Now, therefore, set thy family in order and reprove your people. Cover such as them as be in trouble, and now renounce corruption. Verse 14, they go from you mortal thoughts, cast away the burden of men and women, put off now the weak nature.
So the mortal thoughts is you trying to work something out and you putting the Bible to the side. That's mortal thoughts. That's called a weak nature. You ain't got to do no thinking the Bible and all that. I have thought for you. You ain't got to do no thinking. Everything you want to know is in the Bible. You trying to mastermind a plan? Listen, the plan is already put in the Bible. What you got to do? Let's go to Mark 12:35, because he tell you exactly what he was doing, and that same thing we come do the same thing he was doing. Mark, I think it was 12. Let's read 5. Let's read a little bit. Let's see if we can get a couple little hits out of that, brother. Y'all got here, man.
The book of Mark, chapter 12, verse number 35 reads. And Yahweh the Son answered and said, while he taught in the temple.
While he taught in the temple. He was working miracles in the temple. By taught in the temple. He was teaching, see, right here. So all you remember is miracles. All you remember about watching them one-eyed Satan and all these Christians, Islam, and Judaism, miracles, but that's not the miracles. Is now the word called teaching, and you getting the miracles when we call the network. We're teaching you how to help yourself in even the new generation to come. That's why the ones that gonna be sponge. Understand one thing. They're going for the miracles. We could go further on that, so I'll do it tomorrow. When Yahweh the Son of Yah didn't come out here for the load, you came out here for the miracles. And the miracles, again, was teaching, see, right? The miracles of the Bible is teaching you to understand about the enemy. Huh? I just want to go ahead and look at a couple more, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, we get a couple more. And understand how it's going to be. Let's go to when it's all said and done. Let's go to Isaiah 2, verse 1. Now watch. Watch the miracles again. Here come the miracles again. We're going to Isaiah 2, 1. And we'll read down to verse 3. Now, watch. Here come the miracles again, see right here. Now watch the miracles when you read the Bible. Isaiah 2, 1, 2, 3. Let's talk miracles, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Isaiah chapter 2. Verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, Book of Isaiah 2, verse number 1. The word that Isaiah the seer, the son of Amos, saw concerning Yahweh Judah and the northern kingdom. Verse 2, and it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of Yahweh's family shall be established in the top of the mountain. It shall be exalted above the hill, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse number 3, many people shall go and say, Come you, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the family of Yahweh of Israel. He will teach us of his way, and we will walk in his path. For out of Yahweh Judah shall go forth the Torah instruction, the word of Yahweh from the southern kingdom.
Now he's back on earth. What is the miracles he doing? See, right? Go ahead, tell him, brother. Yeah, God, yes, yes. He's back on earth. Now, what is the miracles that he get ready to do all over again? Now, he'll cut down everybody in this place. Now, here he go with his miracles again. What is he doing, brother? Yeah, God, yes, well.
Teaching the word of Yahweh.
Teaching the word of Yahweh. So you getting the miracles every time you hear us on the network. The teaching, the word of Yahweh. You understand that, man? Ain't that plain? And you go spend all that money, and you hear about somebody going to lay hands on you. That is contrary to the Bible, see, right? Everything works by teaching. It'll get you to understand that if he's going to lay hands, that's the last place you're supposed to be. I'm supposed to hear some teaching. Mark chapter 4, 2 through 9, the closing statement. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel? Mark, we catch you on the Thursday night. That's this is called Thursday evening. So see, right, when you hear somebody got the sign saying that it's going to be miracle night, I'll bring my Bible and my concordance, right? Huh? You said it's going to be some miracles, done. I got to have my Bible and my concordance, right? They look at you like you stab somebody, their close relatives behind that. Listen, see, Ray, the miracles of the miracles in the Bible is you understanding the teaching of the word of Yahweh. That's the miracles of the Bible. And we bring you the miracles every time they go on this network, the Six Anointed Camp, teaching you and breaking away from that sickness you have, showing you to stay away from the 17 nations' food. It don't work with you. It's going to clog you up. It's going to give you cancer in the body, cancer outside the body, trembling hands, diabetes, sugar, diabetic, everything happened to you. You know what happened to you? You know why you're shutting down? Because what you intake. So we come to give you some miracles. Leave the other nation's food alone. Eat green food. Eat fish. Eat a lot of corn. Drink a lot of clean water. And guess what? Especially when you go to bed and be able to put a pot next to you. Flush that garbage out your system and build your body back up. See? That's a miracle. You ain't going to run a guy cook. That's a miracle right now. Mark chapter 4, 2 through 9, and close the statement, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
The book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 2 through 9 reads, Book of Mark 4, verse number 2. He taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. Verse 3. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Verse number 4. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Out of the air came and devoured it up. Verse 5. Some fell on stony ground, for it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. Verse number 6. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Verse number 7. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Verse number 8. Others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100. Verse number 9. He is sheep, and he said unto them, he is sheep that have ears to hear, let them hear.
Well, Psalm 16, verse 12, 13, and 14, and a closing statement. I got to get to the end, brother. I got you as well. How about Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12 out of verse 14? So you see right here, miracles, miracles is when the Sixth Anointed Camp come on this radio broadcast and teach you the word of Yahweh. That's miracles. Miracles is not going somewhere, getting in the prayer line, and he's tapping you side of the head with some oil, and then you fall back and get a kick and a jerk and a run out. No, that is an act of Satan, the devil. This is what he did. He said daily, teaching you for days that you're in the midst of right now. You're supposed to teach your loved ones that the miracles is, but you know who you are and your responsibility and destiny, says Yahweh. And we read in Proverbs 3:31-33, and choose none of their ways. And now you got all their ways. So you can't receive the miracles, although you're hearing the teaching, until you not be a hero, but a doer. Brother Yahweh Israel, what you working with on your closing thing? What you got? What you getting ready to read there out of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, 12, 13, and 14? What you reading there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12 to 14, reads. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, 16, verse number 12. For with neither herb nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things. Verse 13. For thou hast power of life and death. Thou leadest to the great gates of hell and bringest up again. Verse 14. Man indeed killeth through his malice when it is gone forth, returneth not. Neither the life receiveth up, cometh again.
I got to give one more in. Oh, yeah, Israel. I got to get one more in. We said WCC, we ain't going to cut you off. Well, that's up to you, your radio station. But what do it say is in Acts 2:11 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 11 reads. Book of Acts 2, verse number 11. Book of Acts 2, verse 11. Cretans, Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of Yahweh.
Here's the verse.
Number 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what mean is this? Verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Yahweh Judah, and all you that dwell in the southern kingdom, Peter is known unto you, and hearken to my word.
No, these miracles. You hearken to these words, see, royal? Not miracles, words. The words is the miracle. The words you got to know is the miracle. Not the miracles. The word is the miracle. Now we coming to this broadcast, you getting the miracles by hearing our words that we read out of this Bible to you. So that's 3:11 and 12 to make sure he's talking to who he's saying this to. Hear this word, old scattered dead Israelite. You want the miracles? Hear the word and be a doer of the word, and you receive the miracles by being a hero and a doer of the word. Not nobody slapping you side the hand. You're in a long line waiting for some preacher to put some oil on you, then push you back. And as a matter of fact, you start, and yeah, like you ain't going to fall, then one of them big dickens will grab you by the back of your shirt with that old slick third arm he got and pull you down. How did I get down? He said, no, that was a slick dickens with that third arm he got. Reach back there and pull you down. You're so quick with it. When you do that arm, you're going to fall down, right? No, that'd be that third arm deacon pulling you down. See, right here. That is false teaching. You receiving it from Satan the devil. The only way you can get some miracles, you must understand the word of Yahweh. And you getting the miracles now. Acts 3:11 and 12. Listen good.
The book of Acts 3:11 and 12. Book of Acts 3:11. Now the lame man which was healed held Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch. And it's called Solomon greatly wondered. Verse 12. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Why look you so earnestly on that? Though by our own power or righteousness, we have made this man to walk."
By hearing the word, see, right here, we can help you, but you have to be able to hear the word and be a doer of the word. That's what you got to do. You got to be a hearer of this word, and you must be a doer of this word. Then you will receive the miracles. Then you have, I'm going to brother y'all down here, Israel, Isaiah 61, then you understand what's written. And 1, 2, and 3. And that's it. That's it. You got plenty of time. WCC said you got plenty of time. Sir, you and I answer our question about this old baptism. Well, you understand? Now, about the baptism, right? You got to confess how long you is. So when are you going to confess that? Let's go to Isaiah 61:1, 2, and 3.
Book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, 2, and verse 3 reads. The book of Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh have anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to heal. He has sent me to bind up the broken minds, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open up the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of our Yahweh, to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Yahdah Judah, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, planted in Yahweh, that he might be honored.
See, a tree is not moving. You ever see a tree in one place today and another place tomorrow? No, where that tree at, it'll be right there when you come back. That's where he wants you to be, a tree, see, right? Read verse 1 again, and that's it, Brother Yahdah. Give me a close to it. Verse 1. Now all this trees of righteousness and all this, the bind up the blind, the lame, is all based upon what in verse 61, verse 1? What is it based upon, Brother Yahdah, Israel?
Because Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. So Yahweh have anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken mind, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to open up the prison to them that are bound.
So sum it all up. What's the miracles about, Brother Yahweh, Israel? According to 61:1. Sum it up, Brother Yahya. Make it plain and give me your closing statement.
The teaching of the word of Yahweh.
Closing statement. Come on, Brother Yahya Israel.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out there. See Israel of See Roy. Great work, chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. You have to there. It's teaching. You got it? Good. All right, catch you on Thursday night special edition. We're going to get the elder before they start the broadcast on Acts the Elder State to bring in the elder to his closing thoughts on tape number 9. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I'll be with you, here, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast that comes to you live. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of the smart devices you own. Write on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the line, you're going to see choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live? Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, once again, open up any search engine, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we do have two email addresses that we currently use. First is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number. Where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone but 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The current time will be repeated after 10:30 due to start time. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you will late log in into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. One note, we're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We're also now, after the normal broadcast, on Pal Talk. Let's see, is Pal Talk currently on? Looks like we have to activate Pal Talk. Anyway, now after the regular broadcast, we're on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online, we'll be there to answer questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table by either elder. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text message answered. Failure to follow the righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue on Pal Talk with Yahuwah's word. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, as I said before, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints." So at this time, when we're turning our program back over to our CEO Israel, we need to check Pal Talk to see if we can get that up and running. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Taylor, with that action again. The elder, and remember one thing, the elders will be on Pal Talk, and any questions pertain to the lesson you have heard, and know one thing, you know, we are miracles. So now, six anointed camps in tape number nine, you understand that we work miracles because we are show you the words of YHWH, the Father's word he gave to the Son, but it's the Father's word. So you do be getting miracles by the six anointed camps coming to the broadcast and just reading the Bible for miracles. So you can do miracles too, but it starts with you understanding how to stay in the protocol order of Yahuwah, the order of just says Yahuwah. You got to be in order. And you have to be up on anointed leadership. And remember, by title, you are a sheik. And a sheik cannot make it without a shepherd. And the shepherd of the day is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Got it? And that's why the broadcast is coming up shortly after this broadcast. Ask the elders. Any questions pertaining to that, because you know we've been in many lines, getting in prayer lines, getting prayer line and hits out the head with all and all that. That was number a pony, horse and pony show. Yahuwah said David in the temple teaching. And he told his followers, teach and you will heal them. You got it? Good. All right. So WCC said, we're not going to turn you off, Seal, so you won't answer our question, but we don't like your answer. But they said they're not going to cut the Seal off. Okay, good. That's on you. So we're going to find the mothers out of camp one, and we'll bring them in, and we'll take it from there. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, Mother Z, Yahuwah be with you there, Seal Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, sing Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, so now, we'll be clear now. But we know one thing about the mothers, great hearers and note takers. So now we clear about the day, today, how to work miracles. Is we clear about it, Mother E? How do we work miracles today, there, Mother E? What we gotta do, Mother E?
through the word.
Right. Exactly right. We tell you your do's and your don'ts through the word. And that's the key. Tell them their do's and don'ts through his word. That's how you work miracles today. Let's run to, he was prophesied about that mother. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit and show you that it was a prophecy about this to come and exactly how it's going to be done. It was prophesied. It's just we got to tell the miracles through the word. Let's run to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we'll pick it up verse 15. Let's read a little bit and see what we get out of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. You're on the clock, Mother Eve, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. And Yahweh,
Make it verse 15. Pick up verse 15, and let's read a little bit. Let's see if we get a little understanding out of this right here. Deuteronomy 18, pick up at verse 15, come on.
Okay, Deuteronomy 18, verse 15.
Verse yes, ma'am. 15. Yeah, 1-5.
The Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto thee a seal from the midst of thee, of your brethren, like unto me, unto him use your heart. Verse 16, according to all that thou desire of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and Herod, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Yahweh, my Yahweh, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17, and the Yahweh said unto me, thou hast well spoken that which thou hast spoken. Verse 18, I will raise them up a seer from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse 19.
Hold on, right there.
And it shall...
Right there. Hold on, Mother. Let's talk a little bit about that. Now, did you read? Now we read that he gonna raise up a seer. And What is this gonna do, according to verse 15 and 18? Now he said he gonna raise up a seer, so a seer will be coming up the road in Moses' days. So Moses prophesying is what are we supposed to do for the people?
Teach the people.
And that's how you get your miracles. He gonna teach the people. So how you get your miracles today is through the teacher. That's what he was gonna do. See that? See on them television, them big broadcast, 25,000, 50,000 people. That ain't nothing but a horse and pony show. Because one thing you do know, all them people together, they ain't got no Bible in their hand, don't need no Bible. Ain't no teaching going on. But then a long prayer line getting all aside the head and falling all out. That is a show for Satan the devil. The miracles when you teach the people your do's and don'ts. What to put in your mouth and even what to put on your back. That is the miracles of teaching. Now come back to Deuteronomy again. Now let's get verse 19 and 20. No, make it 20 and 21. I think you read 19 already. No, 19 through 21. Now come back again. We want to understand something. The miracles is when you teach them how marriage relationships is, according to the Bible. how you supposed to walk and talk according to our instruction. That is the miracles, is teaching. So we come on here to teach you the miracles of the Bible. So don't choose none of the 17 nation ways, because is a curse already on them, and the curse is on you if you follow them. So there go your miracle. Back to the 18th chapter and pick up verse 19 down to verse 21. Listen to what he said, 19 and 21. Mother E, you on the clock now?
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my word, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Verse 20. But the seal which shall pursue to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other false Yahuwahs, even that seer shall die. That preacher.
Well, in that case, he's talking about all them bishops and them shepherds that lying and telling you about come out and get your miracles. Come out and get your miracle with no book open. See, that's the one he's talking about there, Mother. He's talking about the shepherds and the bishops and the deacons that tells you, come on, get in line and get your miracle. Get your sevenfold and all that. But with no book open. So him the one you got to watch out for, and they many. You got one that he's so great that he ain't got to have no book. He's walking around in sweat and wear skinny jeans. He wears skinny jeans on TV. You know who we're talking about. He just walk around and just talk. And he just talk. He giving out miracles. No, he ain't. He deceiving the people. Everybody hear him, they really got a 21:16 of Proverbs. Because the miracles is you teaching, thus says YHWH, as it is written. That is the miracle of teaching people exactly what Yahuwah is going to do to you if you're on the right side of the track. And you got to come out of the 21:16 of Proverbs. What does that Mother E? What that 21:16 say in the book of Proverbs?
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. The man or woman that wanders out of the way of understanding to remain in the congregation of the dead.
And you will remain in the congregation of the dead. If you think miracles is done totally the way the captain of your salvation did it, your captain of your salvation done the Matthew 26:55. What it says in 20, now look. He the captain of your salvation. Now, is that man that stand before you, is he greater than what he did in Matthew 26:55? Let's see what he did. 26:55. Mother E. Matthew, what happened?
Book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 55. Matthew 26:55. In that same hour, said Yahuwah to the multitude, are you come out as against a thief with sword and staff for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me.
Mother E. Did he say he sit daily in the temple doing miracles? What did he say? He sit daily doing what?
Teaching. I said teaching. Daily with you, teaching.
Teaching, see right here. Your miracles is in you hearing the word and doing the word. He sit daily. Now, He sits daily in the temple teaching. Teaching, see, Royal? That is your miracle, teaching. Not nobody in no long line getting slapped out of here with no oil in their head and falling back. The band playing and everybody over in the corner trembling with a sheet on top of them with them shawl dresses on. No, that's a horse and pony show. That's Satan, see, Royal? That's contrary to what he did in the Bible. That's why they tell you to choose none of their ways. Because their ways going to get you caught. And that's why we come humble. The fixing on the counseling. So the miracles of the Bible is you understanding the Bible teaching and you got the miracle. Because we're going to show you how you eat to remove the bacteria out your body. How you supposed to walk, talk, according to Yahweh. See, we're going to show you all that and give you the miracles you need. Then you better take it to the next generation behind you. But don't look for things that you see on TV because it's exciting when the band playing, music all mm-hmm. over the place, people's in the line, half over the corner trembling up on the sheets. No, see, Roy, that's not what Yahweh did. He said he sit daily in the temple teaching. And that's what we do. We come on this broadcast to sit daily with you teaching. You got it? Good. Let's go to run to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 there, Mother Eve. And we'll look at verse 29 and verse 22.
Ephesians
20, chapter 2. Verse 29 and verse 22. Now listen what was said to Northern Kingdom. See, when you got it all lined up right, you receive the miracles. Now you got to be a doer now. We bring you the miracles right now by teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 down to verse 22. Listen good to this. Listen to this.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 to 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and seers. Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone. Verse 21. In whom all the builders built. And who all the vehicles fitted frame together grow into an righteous temple in the Yahweh. Verse 22. In whom you also are built together for a habitation of Yahweh.
Yeah. And you built also to a habitation and built up through the Spirit, see, right? Not built up through miracles? Why all the preachers you know, all you remember about is the so-called miracle, but you never can remember about no teaching. But you remember these broadcasts by teaching, which you receive the miracle. And then you receive the Spirit. Now, what Spirit do you receive? Proverbs 1:23. Now, here go the Spirit that you receive. See, right, it's time. Listen, it's time now. Another generation is coming behind us, and that's why the Sixth Anointed Camp, we got to go now. The miracles of the Bible is you teaching them about family relationship, self-relationship, how to get the blessing of Yahweh, because the enemy is going down. His time is running out. They're like the enemy cutting the sea off. According to what I'm hearing on the network, they got so many complaints by cutting me off. They, you know, they can't keep doing that. But they still do it this way. But the same trick I'm telling you, we're trying to tell you, if you want the miracles, pick the Bible up daily and be ready to help others and give them the blessing, and you'll be healing the lame, the sick, the blind. because you be opening their eyes up, and you're going to be doing something else in a minute. We tell you in a minute after we read what Mother Eve getting ready to read. What you ready to read there, Mother Eve?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reports. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
See that? It ain't no miracle. The miracle is just the word, see, right? The spirit is going to pour out on you the miracle of you knowing the word of Yahweh. That is not the slapping side of the head, walking on the water and all that kind of stuff. Nobody that was born of mankind can walk on water, but the one that came out of heaven. So that's why he came and gave you the manuscript. So now when you walk on water now, is you walking in Ephesians 5:26. And this is how you got to walk on the water right now. Let's go to Ephesians 5:26. This is how you walk on water. Because we're going to walk on water now in Ephesians 5:26. Now watch how we're going to walk on water in 5:26 of Ephesians.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
That's how you're going to walk on water now. I don't care how much that old piece of preacher jump up and down, he ain't going to walk on no water like Yahweh the Son did. Because Yahweh the Son, he told you plainly that, look, you know what he told you? Let me tell you what Yahweh the Son told you. He told you in the sixth chapter of St. John. See, this is what he said. See, you can't make the statements that he made. That's why he left us the manuscript. He left us a due order, like title of the lesson is due order, how to do this thing. But this is what Yahweh's Son said. He said this in verse number 62, St. John 6, 62. Listen to what he said. Mother E, St. John 6, 62. What did he say?
St. John chapter 6, verse 62. What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before?
And can't no man make no statement about that but the Son of Man, and you know, Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son's kid, Son. He said he's going back where he came from. He came through Mary. He's going back where he came from. God walked on the water we going to walk on is through this word. And we can walk on water and take everybody down through the word. This is what he left. That's why he led by example. He taught daily in the temple. Matter of fact, let me show you what he was teaching at. Let's go to the 18th chapter of St. John. Now, let's make plainly what he was teaching at now. This is what he was teaching at daily. Look what the man saying in the 18th chapter. He tells his story. It's just what it is. We just don't believe the message because we've been hoodwinked through Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. You go out to places, you hear about some preacher coming, he going to do miracles tonight. And you're going to say, he's doing miracles tonight. Well, let me get my concordance, my Bible, and everything. No, you don't need none of that. He just going to call you up and hit you with some oil. You see? Oh, hold that point. I got to pull a rabbit out. Before you read, I got to pull some out. Before you read the 18th chapter, verse number 18 and 19 through 21. Before you read that, I got to pull some out there. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Let's go to Jeremiah for a minute. He said, yes, dear, I want you to pull some out in this lesson. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 5. I got to pull some out there, Mother E. See, what we want us to pass on to our loved ones or the generations to come. That the miracles is for you to understand how to make your Bible talk, and how your Bible talk is through the precepts. That's how your Bible talks through the precepts. And Jeremiah 5, verse 31. Now, you talk about the false shepherds, preachers, deacons, all these popes and everything. This is what he's talking about in 531. Let's see what he says in 531. See, you can continue to go on this pony, horse and pony show if you want. The miracle is the six anointed camps. Open the Bible up and making your brain burn. Then you go study to help yourself and your loved ones. That is the miracle. Now look what it says over here in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. Mother E, what does it say?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. The shepherd prophesied false, and the priest, the teacher, the deacon, bear the rule by their means. And my people love to have this soul. And what will you do in the end thereof?
Any question in the action? What are you going to do in the end? When you find out all that you've been lied to, they've been lying to you. You don't get in no prayer line and let nobody, you in a long line, and that preacher stand at the end of it with them big old deacon, they rubbing oil on your head, and then you falling all back and they pulling you down. Listen, you don't do stuff like that. That is not in the Bible. He set David teaching for days to come, and the ones that were listening supposed to pass it on. That is a show from Satan the devil. Prayer line. Slap inside the oil. Falling all in the corner, getting tripped, dresses going all up, Mama Julie running and throwing sheets all on top of you, big dickies on top of you, people trying to see what they can see, put that short dress on. That's the show in the band that gets really hitting the thing so hard it breaks. Yeah, another set of drums are put in there. He's beating it so hard. Got you all moved. You got moved full of Satan the devil. Got why the son said David teaching, showing you what time to come. That's what we come on today. We come and we sit down and teach you how to help yourself and your loved ones to come. Don't get back in about no more prayer lies and oil side to head and people falling all down on you. And that old big woman, can you get up? All the big deacon fell. He tried to peek, and he fell down too, knocked down everybody. Now they got 15 minutes trying to get both of them back up. See, Lord, that's the show you're going to remember. But the Bible is teaching. Mm-hmm. And we come to give you the by teaching you the word of Yahweh. That is the miracles he left for you, the teaching. We take this seriously right here. We know all the people that are doing is a show from Satan the devil. Let's run to Samuel chapter 12. Now, Samuel the seer is going to make some profound statements. I need to hear what he said there, Mother. What does 1 Samuel chapter 12, 2-10 say? I got to hear a little bit of this. I got to hear what old Samuel the seer said. Because he said something in 1 Samuel 12, verse 2, 9, and verse 10. What did he say there, Mother E?
1 Samuel chapter 12. Verse 2 to 10, verse 2, and now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my son are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Verse 3. Behold, here I am witness against me. Behold, here I am witness against me before the Yahweh and before here a nun whose ox have I taken or whose ass have I taken or whom have I defrauded, whom have I oppressed or whom have I received in a bride to blind my eyes their will, and I will restore it you. Verse 4. And they said, thus have not destroyed us, nor oppressed us, neither have thus taken off of any man or woman hand. Verse 5. And he said unto them, the Yahweh is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, he is witness. Verse 6. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Yahweh that advantage Moses and Aaron, and that brought your father up out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, polluted from Egypt, polluted from Mizraim. Verse 7. Now therefore, stand still, that I may reason with you before the Yahweh of all the righteousness of the Yahweh which he did to you at your father, which he did to you and to your father. Verse 8. When Israel will come unto Egypt, produced from Mizraim, and your fathers cried unto the Yahweh, then the Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and made them dwell in this place. Verse 9. And when they forget, the Yahweh, their Yahweh, he sold them unto the hand of Phari, captain of the host of Hazeroth, and unto the hand of the Philistine, and into the hands of the kings of Moab. And they fought against them. Verse 10. And they cried unto the Yahweh and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Yahweh and have served Baal and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hands of our enemies, and we will serve thee.
You see that? So you see there again. There goes the seer telling the elders and the people that Yahweh do the same thing all the time in his book. How Israel was delivered Mizraim by Moses and Aaron. That's how he wrote. When the people done bad right now, you is sold to the hand of Sisera, and that was the Canaanites, your enemy. When you do right, Yahweh step up. Right now, he's sending the six anointed camps to show you. You want to come out of this bondage? Then you got to do the Bible. What you doing now, you're doing the world. Yahweh said daily teaching. You don't pick your Bible up daily. you probably don't pick it up until the Sabbath day. But when you do wrong, you would, if you do right, Yahweh coming back in. So that's why we come to teach you how to do right now. You done wrong so long, you done passed on. He done told you it's now time to do right. How do you do right? You keep Yahweh before you. How do you do right? Let's go to Numbers 15, figure verse 37 through 40. How do you do right? You got to know how to do right now. And this is the miracles that going to help you do right in Yahweh will intervene. The miracles is to teach you. It's to tell you what makes Yahweh happy. And if you, he told you in Proverbs 3, 31 and 33, choose none of their ways. But that's all you do, choose their ways. Then you're backed by the complainer and your mama. You can't keep on doing this here, are you? We come to give you the miracles. And that's teaching you how to get up on the umbrella of Yahweh. And this is where it starts at, in Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. What did it say there, Mother E? Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. Where do we start at, Mother E?
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Verse 37. And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of the Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all the Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12. See, you're receiving the miracles by teaching the do's and don'ts. You want your Yahweh to come? Okay. We giving you miracles. We can heal you through his word. And we're going to read that next after we read 22.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and verse 12. Verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Thus shall make the fringes upon the four quarters of their flesh, where we are covered ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what did David say in 127, verse 1 and 5? In the book of Psalms, what did David say behind that in 127, verse 1 and verse 5?
Okay.
Verse 1 and 5.
Okay.
Psalms 27, verse 1 and 5. Look at WCC.
Psalm 1.
Here we learning where we supposed to learn. You know, because one thing about it, the Bible's going to stand. Psalm 127, verse 1 and 5.
Psalms 127, verse 1 and verse 5. Except the Yahweh build the house, the temple, they labor in vain that build it, except the Yahweh keep the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. Verse 5, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
That's good. Otherwise, if you're not doing the way Yahweh is telling you to do it, you are labor in vain. You're doing it for nothing, see, right? If you're not going to daily pick up this man's book, daily apply this to your loved ones, daily help, got them fringes on, you're doing it for nothing. You're wasting your time. The only way you're going to get the people on their feet, Yahweh is going to show you, and the miracles is through his word. Let's run back to Acts chapter 5. And we pick up verse 5 through 7. The only way you can get these miracles heals the nation. But the miracles is being a hero and a doer of his word. We're going to Acts chapter 5, verse 5 through 7. Moe, excellent on your part.
Acts chapter 8, 5 through 7.
We'll make it chapter 8 and look at verse number 5 through 7.
Book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and taught, teaching Yahweh unto them. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip did, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7. For unclean spirits crying with loud voices come out, many that were possessed with them, and many taken with pestle, and that were lame were healed.
Yep, they were lame. They was unclean. They was devils all in them, and all the devils came out by what? And how them devils come out again? There, Mother E. How did them devils come out? When Philip went down there, and they had rebirth five. They had devils in them. They was unclean. They was sick. They was lame, and Philip came down there and put some miracles on him. What did he do in verse 5 with the miracles?
Okay. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and taught Yahweh the Son unto them.
Hear that, mother? So there go your miracles. They went down and probably cloned his network. We teach them the words of Yahweh. That is the miracles. That's how you get the miracles of Yahweh. And go to 11 verse 1. Luke 11 1. Look what they say again about these miracles. Look at Luke 11 verse 1.
Okay. Luke 11 verse 1.
Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it comes to pass that as he went praying in a certain place, when the seized one of his disciples said unto him, Yahweh, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples.
You see that? Teach us. And that's what we come and do. You want some miracles? You want some miracles? You're getting the miracles now by teaching you. We'll teach you how to pray. We'll teach you how to walk. We'll teach you how to talk. We'll teach you how to dress. Then you got the miracles. Then you help them get all of the miracles. Why you keep waiting on Satan, the devil, to give you miracles, putting oil on you and tell you out of here and everybody fall back like dominoes? That's from Satan, the devil. Let's go to Galatians. Yeah, chapter 6. And let's look at verse 6-9. That's probably it. That might take us to the close. You see, how long can we come for you? All that stuff you see is a horse and buggy show from Satan the devil. You see him all that doing, and now you going for the miracles. The miracles is what you get on listening to the voices of the true Israelites 6 nights a week. Here go the miracles teaching. We showing you how to help yourself and your family. How to cure the diseases out your body. How to walk right, talk right. But look what it says over here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 down to verse 9. What does it say? 6-9.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Verse 7. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corrupt. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Don't run. Get the word, help others. Verse 6 again. Verse 6. Listen good. Galatians 6:6. Listen good.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches all, that teaches in all good things.
Yeah, see, right. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6-9, and a closing statement. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6, and a closing statement. So you see that, see, right? See what the miracles is? The miracles is when you sit down with somebody and help them get on their feet from that rambling mind they got. That's the miracles that Yahweh came to teach from his father, brought this book down to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6-9, the closing statement. Mother E, you still talk. Ask him again.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6-9. Verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according as he proposed in his mind, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And Yahweh is able to make all covenant abundant towards you, that you always have an all sufficient and all things may abound to every good work. Verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed a boy he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaining forever.
Read verse 15.
Verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift.
His gift is the miracles in you teaching and understanding for the peoples to come when you teach. Mother E, you still as tall. Hallelujah. Wow. Mother E, Mother Z, y'all still as tall. Closing statement that we do the special edition called Thursday Evening. The floor is yours. What's your closing statement is there, Mother E?
Thanking and praising y'all for this class. And thanking and praising y'all for the seer. And I'm going to read two verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the temple of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food, for they consider not that they do evil. Verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine mind be haste to utter anything before Yahweh. For Yahweh is in heaven, and thou and you upon the earth. Therefore let thy word be Hallelujah.
Excellent, Mother E, Mother Z, excellent. Catch you tomorrow, Thursday evening. What you
got to
say about that? There it is.
I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed.
Open your eyes, be aware, brother, be aware. And look what he did. In fact, with Ishmael, and Esau. And we read a little bit, we read a little earlier, and here still Israel speak on it a little earlier about the 17 nations, which is according to 1 Chronicles 6 and 32, are all the strangers that are not Israel. But anyway, look at verse 3. Wait a second. Verse 3. Jubilees 14, I'm sorry, 31.
31.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sanctified it and gathered it from among all the family of men. So there are many nations and many people, and all are his. And over all has he placed spirit and authority to lead them astray from him. 32. But over Israel he did not appoint any spirit, for he alone is their ruler, and he will preserve them and require them at the hands of his ministering spirit, and at the hands of all his power, in order that he may preserve them and bless them, and that they may be his, and he may be theirs from henceforth and forever.
So we read right there in Jubilees, the 14th chapter, 29 to 32, that Yahweh put a spirit of darkness over Ishmael and Esau. So the one that's involved in it, Islam and Christianity, Yahweh chose to not give them this book, and he's telling you, look, I put a spirit of darkness over them. They can't see this thing, and we don't have to be critical of them. We can read what the Bible says, and we believe what the Bible says. So just like a few Israel mentioned a little earlier, the miracles is in the Word, okay? And he said that someone was going to come, and he was going to satisfy people with an unsatiable appetite for this book. Unsatiable appetite for this book. And we got this right in our presence today, and we heard it speak a little earlier. In fact, read that Jubilees, the 14th chapter, verse 29 to 32. Again, Jubilee 14, 29 to 32. Jubilees, the 14th chapter, verses 29
to 32.
What does it say?
For the command is ordained for a covenant that they should observe it forever among all the family of Israel. 30. For Ishmael and his sons and his brother and Esau, that's why the son did not call to approach him. And he chose them not because they are the family of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. 31. And he sanctified it and gathered it from among all the families of men. For there are many nations and many people, and all are his. And over all has he placed spirit and authority to lead them straight from him. 32. But over Israel he did not appoint any minister spirit, for he alone is their ruler, and he will preserve them and require them at the hands of this minister spirit, and at the hands of all his power, in order that he may preserve them and bless them, and that they may be his, and he may be theirs from henceforth forever.
Again, I repeat, in the 30th verse, Yahweh, in the 31st verse, Yahweh placed a spirit of darkness over Ishmael and Esau. So the Islam man and the Christian man, he put a spirit of darkness over them and said, get away from me as far as you can get. And he chose the family of Israel, family, to be his people. And if we don't use this book, the book won't be properly used. He chose us to use this book. In fact, since we're talking about that, go to that, C.A. Israel mentioned this also, and it kind of stood out to me. The Romans, the 6th chapter, when Saul